Hare Krishna. My humble obeisances to all the senior devotees and all the assembled devotees here today. I am sincerely grateful from my heart and very, very humbled for this opportunity to speak on Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, although I know very well in my heart I'm not qualified. But as a service, this has been given to me, so for my purification. And as we know, whoever speaks, hears, reads, and studies Srimad Bhagavatam, they can definitely purify. So I'll try and make an attempt to speak few words on today's shloka, Yathamati Yatha Shrutam, in light of Srila Prabhupada's purport. So, and I also beg blessings of Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, all the seniors here at Bhaktivedanta Manor Temple, my worshipable seniors, my esteemed mentors who have guided me so nicely, and my humble obeisances to all of you, and all the previous speakers here, they are all my seniors, so I beg their blessings. So in the beginning of this chapter 14, Vidura is inquisitive to know the cause why Lord Varaha Dev killed Hiranyaksh. And in this context, Maitreya Muni narrates how did it all begin. And then he narrates the pastime that happened between Kashyapa and Diti. And we have all been hearing from this chapter, every verse, that how Diti was afflicted with lust and envy towards her co-wives who all had children. But Diti did not have any child yet. Thus, she gives reasons to Kashyapa Muni why he should respond to her request and do the justice. She pressurized and obliged Kashyapa to respond to her desire to have child at Sandhya time. Kashyapa Muni is a great Prajapati, is a great Brahmana. He tried to control her slowly and he said to wait for the appropriate time, because Lord Shiva wanders at this time with ghosts and hobgoblins. So whenever someone is doing this kind of act at Sandhya time, Lord Shiva becomes upset and he will allow some ghost or demonic people to take birth through that union. It's not the right time. And he was mildly trying to pacify her. Despite Kashyapa's good counsel, advice, and even warning that Lord Shiva will get displeased, Diti was very insistent and even pulled his cloth. And then Kashyapa Muni gave in. Yes, it is Diti's mistake definitely here, but there is also a little mistake here on part of Kashyapa Muni. Kashyapa Muni tried to pacify Diti slowly and gently, but he was weak-hearted. So when we are not sufficiently convinced within our own heart, our attempt to convince others will not work. He was not firm, he was not strong, and he could not control her. And as a result, we know Diti becomes pregnant. After this whole thing is over, Diti realized her mistake and she comes to Kashyapa Muni. She says sorry. She is very embarrassed, she is repentant, and she is feeling very guilty. Now, there are two types of embarrassment. One is guilt and one is shame. Shame is oftentimes, we feel shame, we feel bad when our mistake is exposed. It is known to everybody. We feel shame not because we made a mistake, but others came to know about it. Whereas guilt means, irrespective of who became aware of your mistake, you feel bad because you committed mistake, maybe you hurt someone and you feel guilt, that repentance, that sincere, genuine regret we experience in the heart is the right kind of guilt that we need to embrace, and that is a genuine repentance. And Srila Prabhupada says that all the reactions to one's sinful activities are burnt in the fire of honest repentance. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.19.1 purport. Accidental sins committed by a devotee are sincerely regretted, and by the grace of the Lord, all sins unwillingly committed by a devotee are burnt in the fire of repentance. And this is with reference to Parikshit Maharaj episode, as we have heard before. So when we do a mistake, whether someone recognizes it or not, with integrity, one has to genuinely repent in the heart. They made the mistake, rectify it, and try best not to repeat it. And that repentance and that attempt will purify one, and it will inspire and protect one to not commit the mistake again. But one may make a mistake again, and again, one will have a genuine regret, and eventually that propensity will go away. But anarthas, tendencies in our mind, like lust, envy, pride, may not leave us for several lifetimes and even manvantaras, as we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, because ignorance is not the cause of every mistake we make. It is the lack of purity and determination to overcome that mistake that makes us continue with the mistake-committing propensity. For example, Daksha. In the sacrificial arena, as we know, Daksha entered and Lord Shiva did not stand up because Lord Shiva was meditating on Lord Vishnu. But Daksha became angry that he was not shown respect. He got offended, insulted, he cursed, criticized Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva shows so much great tolerance. Very quietly, he left the place. And this happened in first Manvantara. This is in SB Canto 4.2, 4 to 19 verses. And then Daksha apologized and he regained goathead. He gave up the body and next life as the son of Prachetas, he offends Narad Muni again in 6th Manvantara, 6.5. And Daksha cursed Narad Muni. So instead of rejoicing that Narad Muni made his 11,000 sons into brahmacharis, he curses Narad Muni. And Narad Muni tolerates quietly. He thinks, okay, let him vent out his anger and then I will sow the seed of bhakti in his heart. But no, Daksha did not listen. And then Narad Muni thinks, oh, what the power of remnants of offense to Lord Shiva has done. So the gap between two lives of Daksha is 5 Manvantaras. He chanted Hamsaguhya prayers. He did so many austerities and still the traces of his offense to Shiva remained with him for more than 360 Divya Yugas. So we can see here that though the Lord mercifully gave darshan to Daksha when he chanted the prayers, multiple times he gave darshan to Daksha, but he did not give him Krishna prema. No devotee prayed for Daksha. He cast him in the ocean of karma. He is a Prajapati. And we can see that whereas in case of Bali Maharaj, who prayed for him? Who prays for Bali Maharaj? Anyone? Who prayed for Bali Maharaj? He became Kripa Siddha by prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj prayed for Bali Maharaj. So he became Kripa Siddha. And we can see here that this is a spiritual privilege. So when Bali Maharaj saw Vamandev first time, he got spontaneous affection and devotional feelings. It sprouted in his heart. And Bali Maharaj has all the good qualities because he has Krishna's mercy. He has no pride. He does Atma Nivedan. So by the blessings and prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, this happened. And even for Kaliya, he receives mercy of Krishna when Nagapatnis pray for him in Bhagavatam 10.16. So resultant Diti's polluted consciousness, inappropriate time, negligence of Kashyapa's directions, apathy towards Lord Shiva. Later we will see why I'm speaking about Daksha's example is same with Diti. In Canto 6, she will go again. She will make a mistake. She will go again to Kashyapa. She will do lot of service to him with the intention. There is some purpose. It's not a selfless seva because she wants a son who will kill Indra. Because she blames Indra is the cause why Lord Vishnu killed both her sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So we can see here that even if she will get the blessing later on in the verses, we will see, I don't want to speak much about next verses, but blessing is given to her that she will become a grandmother of great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. But she, that propensity of making mistake and that envy and lust did not go. And in Canto 6, she asks Kashyapa Muni to bless her with a son who will kill Indra. But here we can see that Kashyapa Muni guides her to do devotional service to Lord Vishnu. because it is only bhakti that can purify one. And he tells her to do Pumsavana Vrata to Lakshmiji and Lord Narayan. And resultant, Diti gives birth to 49 Maruts. There is a long story, will not go deep in it. But she becomes satisfied at heart. And even Indra gains forgiveness. Both of them are transformed by bhakti to Lord this time. So now coming back to Kashyapa Muni, we just said, discussed that he had weakness of heart when he gave in to Diti. But at this time, from 3.14 to 6.17, Kashyapa, we can see transformation in his consciousness. He didn't give in to Diti. This time he engages her in devotional service to Lakshmi Devi and Lord Narayan. So from here we can see that everyone is going through their spiritual journey. A weak-hearted person may not remain weak forever. Transformation of consciousness happens and people have ability to grow. Hence, we should not label anyone. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that Diti had achieved her pregnancy so unlawfully because she disobeyed Kashyapa's instruction. So one by one I'm trying to come to Prabhupada's purport, and each line that Prabhupada has spoken I am trying to derive what I have heard from certain principles and parallel episodes that happened in Bhagavatam. So here, when one violates instructions of superiors out of either arrogance of or self-righteousness, it leads to inauspiciousness. For example, Sati, she disobeyed Shiva's instruction and went to the sacrifice conducted by her father and gave up her own body. And nothing good came out of this, no auspiciousness, because she didn't listen to Lord Shiva's instruction. So lack of mind control will only lead to inauspiciousness. And same here happened with Diti. So it is very important for sadhakas, spiritual practitioners. Every principle I'm speaking about myself, so please consider that. It is important we become obedient and submissive to experienced superiors, and especially to our direct authority. These basic principles can be applied to a sadhaka's life and also in our relationship with spiritually elevated personalities. Another point here is that if the consciousness of the parents is not appropriate at the time of conceiving a child, they will attract a person of poor consciousness into their family, and it is their consciousness that invites a living entity into that family. Child's past karma and the consciousness of the parents at the time of conceiving the child, when that matches, it decides what will manifest ultimately. And this pastime of Diti also, there is pastime in Canto 5.2 of Agnidra. He was born of great Vaishnava Priyavrat Maharaj. He is a son of Swayambhu Munu. But he did not inherit the qualities of Priyavrata as a pure devotee. Why? Because when Agnidra was conceived, Priyavrat Maharaj was infatuated by lusty desires. So Agnidra desired to go Pitruloka and higher planets for high-grade enjoyment, and he follows Apsara Purvachitti, who was sent by Brahma. One more thing here is that Diti is a daughter of a responsible great Prajapati Daksha, and she is also a responsible wife of a great Prajapati and Brahmana Kashyapa. So when she did a mistake, the result of her mistake tormented the entire universe. Her mistake gave birth to Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu demons. But as contrast to this, Ajamila, when he made a mistake, the Brahmana Ajamila in 6th canto, thus his mistake with the prostitute affected his life and his immediate family only. But Diti's mistake affected life of so many people. So to the degree one is in a greater position, to that degree one needs to be responsible of one's behavior. Yad yad acharti shreshtha, as we know, 3.21 Bhagavad Gita. If a common citizen makes a mistake, the effect is limited to him only. But if a king makes a mistake, so many will be affected. Therefore, the principle here or some lesson for sadhaka like me is that when we are spending more time in bhakti, we need to cultivate better character, behave more carefully, and that's what is expected and learning from this episode. this episode, the root here is envy and moha and lust of Diti. And Srila Prabhupada gives three levels of non-envy in the amazing purport in 1.1.2. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that envy manifests in comparison, criticism, competition, complaint, and insecurity. So he gives three levels of non-envy. The first level is free from material envy. When someone is greater, more qualified, more fortunate, more talented than us, don't envy them. Basic thing, don't feel morose, sad, uncomfortable when we see someone better than us. Be happy when others are successful. The second level, Srila Prabhupada says, is become well-wishers of others. In fact, you go and help others to become successful. No competition, no comparison, no degrading, etc. The third level is striving to establish a competition-less society with God in the center. So the first two points are at individual level only, but third point is making everyone competition-less. Srila Prabhupada says, keep Krishna in the center. It's a complete understanding of how to be non-envious. You be non-envious, make others non-envious, and keep Krishna in the center, making all well-wishers. Because everyone is Krishna's child, as we know, 15.7. Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. And again, His Holiness Radhana Swami, my Guru Maharaj, I really like his definition of what is love of Godhead. He says love of Godhead is four things. First is loving God, loving Krishna. Loving those who love Krishna. They already love Krishna so much. They are pure devotees. Thirdly, he says, loving those who are trying to love God, Krishna, me, sadhakas. And fourth, loving those whom God loves. Means everyone. Means love everyone. So I really like this definition. So then again, moving on, we can see in Canto 8, there is an episode of Aditi. Aditi is Diti's sister, one of other wives of Kashyapa Muni. As we know, 17 daughters of Daksha married Kashyapa. Aditi is a mother of devatas and Diti is a mother of demons. Now here we can see that once Aditi laments for her son's death and seeing her weeping for the affection of her sons, Kashyapa speaks very nice words. Why Aditi is crying? Because Bali Maharaj had conquered the heavens and all her sons, devatas, had lost everything. They all came on the streets. So Aditi is lamenting and she goes to Kashyapa. And at that time, Kashyapa speaks this really nice words. He says that illusory relationships cause entanglement in material world. Kvadeho bhautiko natma kvachatma prakrute paraha. Kasya ke pati putradya moha eva hi karanam. And even Kunti Maharani says, right, sneha pasham imam chindi atha vishvesha vishvatman vishvamurte svakeshu me sneha pasham imam chindi dridam pandushu vrishnishum. Cut my family bondage, Krishna, based on blood relations. It's Vishnu's maya by which the world is bound by affection. These are mine and these are not mine. Bodily conception of life. The simple fact that soul is different from the body is not understood unless one is spiritually educated. The real relationship with all is there by keeping Krishna in the center. Thus, we will not envy anyone. So this is another nice insight that I had heard about. And we know that Lord Krishna kills his own sons. He is so neutral. He is not partial. He is detached. When it comes to Canto 10, 59, Krishna killed Narkasur and Bhaumasura, his own sons. Then again, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that Mother Diti had soft feelings for her children and Prabhupada says that Lord Shiva is Ashutosh. So Diti implored her Brahmana husband to help her in pacifying Lord Shiva. For her husband was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Thus, Lord Shiva would not refuse his prayers. And in this context, I was thinking of Indra, that Indra is called Purandara, and Mother Surbhi. So they offer prayers to Krishna. After Govardhan pastime, Indra was so ashamed, he repented. because he had done offense to Krishna himself and his dear Vrajavasis, and his pride was defeated. He goes to his guru Brihaspati and he scolds him very badly. He says, you go to Brahmaji. When such irregularities happen, you have offended and gone against Krishna. I can't help you, go to Brahmaji. And we know Brahmaji was recently also humbled by Krishna in Brahma Vimohan Leela at the age of 6. And Govardhan Leela happens around age of 7. And Krishna forgave Brahmaji. And now Brahmaji is going to advise Indra. So just on hearing, Brahmaji says, your heinous activity trying to destroy Vrindavan, wise will close their ears. Because Vrajvasi and Vrindavan is so dear to Krishna. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanayastadham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenava Kalpitam Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradarana Param. This verse is from Chaitanya Matamanjusha commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Krishna's dear abode is Vrindavan. Dearest devotees are Vrajvasis and offense is very serious. Even Brahmaji felt that he cannot rescue or protect Indra. But at that time, there were some great rishis there, Gautama and other sages. They said Krishna loves cows very much. And if you serve the cows as Govinda, he becomes very pleased. So to seek forgiveness, you go with Mother Surbhi and seek forgiveness of Krishna, you will be forgiven. So by Brahma's consent, you know, Indra went to Surbhi and requested her. Surbhi accompanied him. And then rest, we know that Surbhi will do abhishek of Krishna by her own milk. And Krishna is forgiven. Indra is forgiven by Krishna. So here one more thing is, when we commit offense against the Lord, then we cannot approach Lord directly. We have to approach through devotees. By their recommendation, assurance, Krishna will consider and will forgive us. And here Diti does the same thing. She is requesting Kashyapa, who is a great devotee of Lord Shiva, so her pregnancy is not spoiled and Shiva is pacified. Now moving on to having discussed Diti and Kashyapa, the last thing in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is glorifying Lord Shiva. He says Lord Shiva has two popular names, Rudra and Ashutosh. He is very prone to anger as well as quickly pacified, because he is Ashutosh. He is easily pleased and he forgives easily, but he gets angry also easily. So in Samudra Manthan pastime, there are two episodes where we can see that the most self-controlled Lord Shiva, who is never affected or distracted by the arrows of Cupid, never captivated by personification of material energy, even very beautiful Parvati. So Lord Vishnu thought that Shiva is the right person to give this message to all the spiritual seekers and all the people in general who will take fall down due to danger of attraction to opposite gender and lust very seriously. And they will be extremely careful if this message comes from Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva agreed, not worried of public image or reputation, to save the Lord through Mohini Murti pastime. One can accept inconvenience if we are glorified and compassionate. If we are glorified as compassionate person, we will take inconvenience. Lord Shiva drinks halahal poison that came out of the Samudra Manthan pastime, and that time he is very much glorified. But Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. But one will not accept inconvenience if he is glorified as someone who is giving to demonstrate a power of lust. One will not accept this inconvenience. And this is a general trend. But Lord Shiva, He is exemplary. He is so malleable to the will of the Lord. He is so happy to become an instrument of the Lord, even if the situation causes him so much embarrassment. And we see later on, it's not an embarrassment. Lord Shiva says, wow, my Lord, he can even bewilder me. So glorious is my Lord. And we know there is a beautiful verse glorifying Lord Shiva about his benevolence in 8.7.44. Tapyante loktapena sadhava prayasho janaha paramaradhanam tadhi purushasya khilatmanaha. So it is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. And this is considered the highest method of worshipping the Lord, who's present in everyone's heart. Lord Shiva is paradukha dukhi, Prabhupada says in the purport. And there are many verses like 12, 13, 16. Yimna ganam yatha ganga, devanam achuto yatha, vaishvananam yatha shambhu, puranam idam tatha. Just as Ganga is the greatest of all rivers, Lord Achyuta, the Supreme Lord, supreme amongst deities, and Lord Shambhu, the greatest of Vaishnavas, so Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of all Puranas, and Brahma Samhita glorifies Shiva Tattva. Shiram yatha dadi vikara vishesha yoga sanjayate nahi tata vritagasti heto yah sambhutam api tatha sampaiti karya govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. Just as milk is transformed into curd by the action of acid, but yet the effect curd is neither same as nor different from milk, so I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Shambhu is the transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. And again in 4th canto, 424-28, here Param Brahma Sarshakshat Tri Guna Jeeva Sangmilaktat Bhagavantam Vasudevam Prapanna Sapriyo Hime. Lord Shiva says that any person who surrendered to Krishna, the controller of material nature, controller of all the living entities, is actually very dear to him. And who else but Lord Shiva? Only he can sustain the powerful waves of Lord Ganga on his head. He is an incarnation of Supreme Lord who is the latitude and longitude of the universe, like a cloth with horizontal and vertical threads. And this is from 997. 998 and 9 is about Shiva's mercy and power. Bhagirath performed austerities to satisfy Lord Shiva, and being pleased, he accepted the proposal, and with great attention Shiva sustained Ganga on his head, for she had emanated from Lord Vishnu's tomb. And I was hearing recently in the class by my Guru Maharaj, his holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and he says that in Gorgana Udesha Deepika, by Kami Karnapura, he describes in Vrajabhumi, Lord Shiva takes the form of a cowherd boy, a gopa. He plays with Krishna, he embraces Krishna. Sometimes they dance together. He is also Lord Shiva in Vrajabhumi. And we know at Kamyavan, Krishnananda Maharaj and Kirtida Mataji, they used to worship Kameshwar Mahadev. And they believed that they were blessed because of the Lord Shrimati Radharani became their daughter. So Lord Shiva is a cowherd boy. He is also a